As the price of beef continues to soar, many consumers are feeling it in their wallets. But the extra money restaurant goers and those hosting summer cookouts are shelling out isn't going where you might think. My colleague Brock Turner has more on why some cattle farmers are calling on the federal government for help.
It's a routine day for Tim Schwab and his 200 cattle in Batesville.
You never get too much rain, and you never get too many live calves, so this is kind of relaxing for me. I'll come out here in the evening and check cows and mill around through them and, you know, make mating decisions and stuff like that off of what I see and stuff. So that's pretty rewarding.
Schwab has been raising cattle all of his life and has a hard time picturing himself doing anything else.
It's not good crop ground. It's too rolling. The erosion would just, it would eat us up. So we're in good grass country. It's cow country where we're at.
Schwab sells many of these cattle to 4-H students for shows, but some end up traveling to other farms where they'll be prepared for processing.
We'll get them to about 900 pounds before we sell them, and then they go to the feedlot for their finishing ration, and then those guys will take them to about 1,300 pounds.
While the per-pound price of beef has increased more than 25% in the past 2 years, farmers haven't realized those profits. Some experts and farmers argue that's because of the country's processing infrastructure. According to the most recent data from the United States Department of Agriculture, 4 firms, JBS, Tyson, Cargill, and National Beef, process nearly 70% of the nation's beef. The U.S. Department of Justice is currently investigating whether the packers have engaged in price fixing or other illegal measures, but there's no timeline on when the investigation will conclude. Washington has considered regulation, but that's something many ranchers, including Schwab, are hesitant to fully support.
We don't need government in here yet. Now, that might come to that point.
Currently, Schwab receives about $1.35 per pound for each cow he sells. That's up from prices just over $1 per pound he was getting earlier this year. But that's still significantly lower than the $1.40 he was getting before the pandemic. He says to counter that, farmers may begin thinning their herds to decrease the number of cattle on the market.
The cattle farmer will probably, as history has shown us, will probably decrease the size of the cow herd for a while. You know, instead of having 200 or 250 cows, we might go back to 180 cows, so we're not producing quite as many calves, and I think it'll balance out, you know, and history has shown us that the cow herd inventory goes up and down.
The lobbying organization that represents the Big Four packers and others told the Senate Judiciary Committee earlier this year the industry benefits from and depends on competitive markets. They deny there's any collusion. Packers say the increased demand for beef, paired with labor challenges due to COVID-19, have reduced their capacity to process it. The supply of cattle is starting to decline, according to a recent analysis.
There's plenty of cattle, there's plenty of supply of cattle, and there's a big demand for cattle, but because of the workers not being at the packing plants and they can't run at 100% capacity, there's getting to be a backlog.
That backlog is inflating prices for anyone seeking to put a burger or steak on their plates.
Anecdotally, what I'm told on a day-to-day basis, 40-60%. That's a significant price increase.
Patrick Tam is the president of Indiana's Restaurant and Lodging Association. He says some restaurants have chosen to raise their menu prices, while others are absorbing losses in hopes of attracting more customers.
Restaurants have grappled with that issue and have made some significant decisions. You know, initially, I think a lot of restaurateurs and decision makers were like, look, maybe we can ride this out for 2 weeks. Well, 2 weeks has turned into months.
Grocers say they're paying more for meat, too. David Smith, the president of Associated Wholesale Grocers, spoke before a committee earlier this year.
From our perspective, it certainly is not at the supermarket level. So the cost of the product going to the stores is up a significant amount.
Schwab and other cattle farmers say they're naturally optimistic, even if the deck appears to be stacked against them. Spending time on pasture makes it all worth it.
I think we need to, you know, kind of come together and figure out why there's such a disparity in the price that they're getting and the price we're getting.
Schwab says he thinks there's enough for everyone to get at least a little piece of the pie. For WFIU News, I'm Brock Turner.